With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Christopher Buckley was working as a speechwriter for Vice President George Bush, he became intrigued with all those White House memoirs written by ex-administration officials.
They sort of began cumulatively to bother me, because they all seem to have sort of two themes. The first is, it wasn't my fault. And the second, it would have been much worse if I hadn't been there.
So Christopher Buckley decided to write The White House Miss, a parody of all the kiss-and-tell political books he had ever read. The novel begins in January 1989 with the president-elect about to be inaugurated. The motorcade arrives at the White House to pick up the outgoing president, Ronald Reagan, who is still in his pajamas and who refuses to leave.
So the trick is how to coax him into leaving the White House.
That, of course, is not a far-fetched scenario.
You read it here first.
How Ronald Reagan is tricked into leaving is just one screamingly funny episode in the story of an administration that is almost as inept as some of the real ones. For example, President Thomas Nelson Tucker decides to fire sleeping gas on communist insurgents who attack a U.S. Navy base in Bermuda, thus forcing the White House into a public relations campaign to prove that the gas is safe.
The deputy chief of staff goes on the Today Show and is gassed just to prove that it's really okay. Bryant Gumbel breaks for a commercial. You know, we'll be back with Herb Wadlow after he wakes up.
There was a final decision regarding the naval air base in Bermuda that I thought was particularly ingenious.
Should we give that away? Since
you want to hold on to that?
Well, it is kind of the climax.
Buckley has not made anyone in the Reagan administration angry with his satire. Christopher Buckley has solid conservative credentials and is the son of William F. Buckley, Jr. The White House Miss, first published last year, is now a paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.